Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Blessings, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us on the Patty Valenzuela podcast. This is the 100th podcast, so I am so excited. I am so thrilled to be with you guys. Thank you so much for sharing, for commenting. I know that many of you have commented that this has been such a big, just a blessing to everybody, and that, you know, on your Monday morning while you're driving to work or while you're driving to school, you can listen to the Word of God and, you know, really get uplifted during the week. So thank you so much. Not only am I excited because it's a 100th podcast, but I'm so excited because my dear friend is joining me all the way from New Zealand, Pastor Kate. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Apostle. It's wonderful to be here.
We are excited. She's come all the way from New Zealand. She's been dear to me, you know, really, truly a gift from God. And so we've been sharing when she came in, flew in, and I asked her to come and join this podcast because I feel like it's going to really bless everybody is going to be blessed by what we have to share today. You know, we've been commenting about, you know, passion for God and being thirsty for God and being hungry for God. And so let me start out by saying, because I really want to give you the platform and I want you to just take off, because I do feel that the things that we have shared are so key, not only in for the season that we are living in, but also to awaken a people. And I feel it's so key, the things that we've been sharing, because there is so much blindness in the body of Christ. And I think that this podcast is going to help open up so many eyes and just awaken the people. And perhaps you've lost your fire, or you've lost your passion for God, or maybe you don't even know that you've lost it. And I feel like this podcast is really going to help people to awaken and to arise truly and love Jesus again and truly be hungry and thirsty. So I'm going to start out by reading Isaiah chapter 44, verse 33. 44:3, and it says in the book of Isaiah, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." Powerful scripture. And what God is telling us is that he's going to pour out his spirit on the thirsty. He's going to pour out his spirit on anything that is dry, because the only thing that's attracted to dryness is really the enemy. You know, the Bible says that he goes into arid places, looking for arid places to find rest when it comes out of a man. So the only one that's attracted to dryness is really the enemy. But here the scripture tells us that God is going to pour out his spirit. And so, Pastor Kate, I've seen you. And from the moment I met you, one of the things that stood out to me, and not only are you a dear friend to me, but you truly are admirable. And I say that with all sincerity. You are an admirable woman. I love to see the hunger in you. And I love to see the thirst in you pastoring a church, the way you have carried yourself, like you become undone in the presence of God. And I admire that about you. And I'd like you to share anything that you want to share as far as being thirsty for God and hungry for God. And you said something to me that was so powerful and so profound, and you articulated so well. You know, you said people don't realize. Say that to the people, because I love the way you said it, that sometimes we don't realize.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we don't realize that we are asleep, or that we are dormant, or that we are stagnant in God. And I would best describe it like this. It's kind of like when you've been asleep, but you're half asleep and you're not really in deep sleep. You're half asleep. I feel like that is a state of the body of some people in the body of Christ. I feel like there's this slumber almost. And I want you to describe what has happened to you as far as thirst, hunger, all of that.
I'd love to. Yeah, it's been an amazing journey over the last couple of years. And so I've been a Christian for a long time, and I've loved the Lord, and I've been really passionate for him. I've been a pastor for many years. My husband and my family and I have served. We've done missionary work. We've lived in Pakistan. Mm. We've seen incredible, incredible miracles.
That's right.
We've seen the dead raised. We've seen blind eyes open. We've seen deaf ears open. We've seen tumors coughed out of people.
Wow.
And so we've seen God move in a miraculous way.
Yeah.
All over the world.
Yeah.
But I found in the last couple of years that there was a growing dissatisfaction in me. That even though I love the Lord, I started to ask him, God, there must be more. There must be more to you. And this growing dissatisfaction just continued. And one of the things I love about God is this, is that he's always attracted to hunger.
He is.
And so I purposed in my heart that I would continue to ask and I wouldn't settle for where I was. Even though as a pastor, even though I loved him, I just wanted more. I just wasn't satisfied for where I was. Now, last year you came to New Zealand and you came to our church, and there was, as you ministered, there was an incredible outpouring of God in that place. And many people, our whole church and many people's lives were shifted, including mine. I was completely undone by the presence of God. And this is what I found, is that the more hungry I got, the more I wanted him. And the more that I thirst for him, the more he poured out on my life. And it's just continued to multiply and accelerate in my life in every area. I realized so that in one of the ministry times, I was down on the floor and God was really dealing with me. And I realized when I came up that something inside me that had been dormant started to awaken. And I realized from that that I became bold. I became extremely clear. There was a clarity about my life that I hadn't felt before. I felt very confident in who God was in me. And I stopped second guessing who I was in ministry, and I started to feel alive, and I started to feel a boldness and a courage that I had not felt before, even when I was in Pakistan.
All because of the presence of God.
Yes.
What would you attribute the hunger that you had and the thirst? Because you had already experienced God before, and now you're looking for a move of God again? Or was it something that you had just perhaps never experienced? So in your encounter with God in the last, you know, when I was there, would you say that was the first time that something got awakened?
Absolutely. Wow. So this was something new, and it was something deeper. And it was very pure. It was very raw. There was no pretense. There was no, it was all about God. And I think that was the thing that caught me, that caught everybody there, that this was not about man. And I think this new move of God, this new, the move that is happening right now that we're experiencing is all about God. Man takes no glory. And that's what I love about it. That's what I love about you, Apostle, that it's never about you. It's never about the ministry and the movement and all of the other things. It's always, always about Jesus Christ. And he always gets the honor. And I love that. And he pours out on that. I love that scripture. It's in Matthew 7, and we know it. And it talks about ask and you receive, you know, seek and you will find. But I believe in that. I believe that in the Passion Translation, it says persistently ask, persistently seek, and persistently knock, and you will get what you're believing for. And I think that's what's happened. Is that it's just, it's real, it's pure, there is no hype around it, it is what it is, and it's multiplying and it's accelerating really quickly, really, really quickly.
And increasing, would you say too?
Yes.
Yeah, I do feel like we are living in times where God is tired, and I think even people are tired, because you express something, you know, you were just like, God, is there anything more? You know, and I believe that there are people that are watching us or listening to us through Spotify or other means, that perhaps you're asking God, is there more? Yet you go to church, or you know, you know about God, but you are wondering, is there more? And we're coming to you to tell you, yes, there is. There is more of God. There's a deeper move of God.
Yes.
And what I love that's happening to us is that this move of God has absolutely nothing to do, as you have expressed, with man. Because I think that there's a genuine people that are watching or listening that we're just kind of tired of a one-man show.
Yeah.
You know, of a superstar Christian.
Absolutely.
At least for me, I was tired of that. So I didn't express the exact same thing you did. But years back, I was like, God, I want you. You know, you're the one that saved me. Yeah. You're the one that delivered me. Where really idolatry is completely removed. And so I found that that's what really brought so much breakthrough to my life. Because if you study the Old Testament, one of the first things that the people would do for the breakthrough to come is that they would get rid of all their idolatry.
That's right.
So there is so many benefits
to
removing all of that, right, from our lives and just going, God, it's just you.
Yeah.
And I want you to talk about something. I want you to talk about the awakening that happened in your life. When I was there, you expressed that like something woke up. Express that to the people.
Yeah, so like I said, I was passionate for Jesus.
Yeah.
But it was like driving along in a car where the windscreen has become foggy.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, when it demists, you become crystal clear. It's exactly what it felt like.
Wow.
It felt like I could see again. It felt like I had a clarity that I can't explain, and it hasn't gone.
Wow.
And so it's a hunger that just continues to multiply in my life. And with it comes this boldness and this confidence, because I know who I know that I know who I am in Him.
Wow.
I don't have to try.
Yeah.
I don't have to try hard to make Him do anything or to ask Him to do anything, because He is who He is and He's faithful.
Wow. Do you think identity came from
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A whole new level. It wasn't that I didn't have it.
Yeah.
It's that there was a whole deeper level of it. And I think that's what a lot of people are looking for.
Yeah.
I think we come to church and we genuinely love Jesus.
Yeah.
And we genuinely want Him. But there is, He comes with His hunger. He always comes. And you know, I think sometimes we make it more difficult than it needs to be. And we make it into a riddle, and God's not into riddles. He's not into tricking us. He's not into making it difficult. He just comes where you're desperate. He comes where you're hungry. And that's what's happened, is there's been a huge awakening inside of me, and it's multiplying around me and to the people around me. And it's catching like a wildfire, which is really, really exciting.
I love the comment that you made. You said, sometimes people don't realize that they are asleep until they taste it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and experience it. Then they realize, I've been asleep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Describe the presence of God that happened when I was there and what happened. And then reiterate what you said to me.
Yeah, so I think deep down a lot of us are a little discouraged with some of the things that go on in church life.
Yeah.
You know, we get discouraged because we really believe and we really want, and there's no evidence of the newness of God. And so I think some discouragement can sit inside us.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you were there in our church and God started to pour out, really pour out, He rained down on the church. I remember my husband and I, we were the first ones on the altar call. We were running.
Wow.
Because I knew I needed what God was pouring out. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the keys is this. It is, we've got to put away pride.
Yes.
We've got to put away our pride. Yes. We've got to decide, I don't care what I look like, because I've got to want God more than what I look like.
That's so good.
And so we just let everything go.
Mm.
And I just know that there was such an awakening, not just in me, but in our congregation.
Wow.
Many, many people said their lives shifted, and that they became, they started living on a new level.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
It's really powerful. And you know what? It's really simple. And I think that's the greatest joy about it.
Yes.
Is it's not 12 points.
No.
It's not something you have to figure out and remember.
No.
It's just an overflowing, over-generous offering to God.
Yeah.
And being prepared to risk all.
Yeah.
And it takes you to a new place, and it awakens everything that you were meant to be, everything you and I were meant to be.
Yeah.
He awakens it in us because He wants it more than we do.
So do you think that people are asleep, spiritually speaking?
I think we are. I think I was. I think I was alive to a degree. And then when God pours out like that, when we surrender like that, then God has the freedom to pour in. Then we come alive to a new level that I never knew before.
Wow, which typically, if you were to define one of the definitions of revival, is you wake up.
Absolutely.
You're awake.
Absolutely.
And so there's this hunger for God.
Yeah.
And there's this desire for God. There's this thirst for God.
Yeah.
And you almost wake up.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's happening across. Like, I'm experiencing that.
Yeah.
Where people wake up.
Yeah.
And there's almost this, we want God. And a passion wakes up in people again. And so you'll even have pastors. I've had pastors that have commented to me, you know, after a move of God like that.
Yeah.
Because it's so pure, because it's all about Him.
Absolutely.
And then when God really fills them, they'll say things to me, I didn't realize that I had lost my first love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It absolutely brings first love back into your life.
Yes.
And you don't realize it had gone.
That's good. Yeah.
And I think with it too, there's surrender and there's repentance.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of repentance and a lot of, really it is that getting rid of pride.
Mm-hmm.
The fear of what everybody else is going to think. I just thought, God, I need You more than I need anyone else to care about, you know, what I think, what they think of me.
Yeah.
And that is what, I think that is why there was such a deep deposit.
Yeah, I agree.
Is because the level of our surrender
Yeah.
and the level of our ability to be vulnerable,
yes,
and to be broken.
Yes.
But, you know, he doesn't leave us messy. And I love that about God.
Yeah.
He's so faithful.
Yeah.
He just pours out on the hungry.
He does. And he gives him room to pour in, because the more you surrender, so there's many people that want to control.
Yeah.
They're afraid to surrender certain areas of our
Absolutely.
Of their lives. So it's almost like we're containers.
Yeah.
And so God pours in, they feel God, they feel a goosebump, they feel his presence. But what you did was complete surrender.
Absolutely.
Which allowed God to just come and just usher in his presence.
And the things we fear is just a lie of the enemy.
It is.
Because we think, I'm going to lose control and I'm never going to be able to get my life back in some sort of order. And it's absolutely not true.
Yeah.
I tell you what it did bring. It brought such a joy and such a boldness.
Wow.
That the things that used to worry me, they're just like dust in the wind.
Wow.
He just takes care of all of it.
He does.
And he delivered me. Actually, he delivered me on the spot.
So I love that.
So where there's surrender, there's deliverance, and it's very quick.
Yeah.
It's very, very quick.
Correct.
And it's so freeing.
That type of presence, I found, is probably the easiest way to deliver people.
Yeah.
Because it's so deep and so profound,
and
it's quick.
Yeah.
His presence is so thick.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like tangible.
Absolutely.
And when people are up under that kind of presence, I find that the deliverance from years back, what nobody could do for you, he just does it in an instant
Absolutely.
Because of his presence, which is really his glory.
Absolutely. And it's so freeing.
Yeah.
And it's so, there's a security that comes with it. You think to yourself, this is my God. This is the God I can trust. This is the God that I gave my life to.
Yeah.
And this is who I always wanted to serve. I wanted to know him like this.
Wow.
And the key to it is the surrender.
That's it.
It's the hunger and the surrender. He pours out where we're hungry.
That's
and
it.
He never ever leaves us dissatisfied, ever.
That's so good.
He's always trustworthy.
Yeah.
And the more I get hungry and the more I surrender, the more I grow in him very, very quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's accelerated, isn't it?
Very, very quickly accelerated.
Yeah. So what took you, you know, 10 years of knowing Jesus in that short amount of time to be hungry for that kind of presence in that short amount of time, God fills you and then keeps, it's like layers. He keeps delivering you. Then he fills you. Then he's transforming you. So you don't recognize yourself.
No, you don't. And then your prayer life changes and
Completely.
It accelerates. And so while I thought I had a great prayer life, and I did, but it exponentially changed and grew by hours.
Yeah.
And it's a joy to be there.
Yeah.
It's not a hard thing to be there. It's the place I want to be the most is with him.
But see, that's how it was. That was the original intent
Absolutely.
Of God.
Yeah.
So what happened to Christianity is we have steered away from what the original intent of Christianity
That's right.
was. It's relationship.
Yeah.
And it's profound relationship. And it's intimate, deep relationship.
Yeah. It's always been relationship, but I think we've made it a chore.
That's it.
That I have to get up and pray and I have to do this. And that's not
it.
True.
That's it.
But when I'm in love with Jesus, when I'm truly in love
That's
with Jesus,
it.
I want to get up.
Yeah.
I want to get up at 4 a.m. because I want to be with my King.
Yes.
And when I operate out of that place, when I lead my life, when we lead church, if you're a pastor, when we lead church from that place, from that place of passion, everything changes.
Mm.
I don't have to sweat the small stuff anymore because I know he's got it.
That's so good. That is awesome. I believe that there are people that are watching us, and I know that this is ministering you, because I feel that there are a lot of people in that kind of state. Perhaps are in a state where you feel like you hit a wall and you're going, God, is this all there is? I've been going to church and I know there's more. Well, I think that God is speaking to you through this podcast. I believe that there's already a hunger, and maybe there's an unsettling inside of your spirit where you're just not content with where you're at. And so we're coming to you to really give you that push to say, no, there is more. You know, when you expose yourself to that kind of presence, and it's rare. I find that it's rare, Pastor. I don't know why it is so rare. And I think because many people are not willing to pay the price. And I've got to stop here. And you would probably help vouch for this. That I find pastors and leaders will say things like, my city's so hard. My city is so hard to conquer. This territory is so difficult.
That's right.
Nobody's been able to do it. But see, when the presence of God comes into a place, there is nothing impossible.
That's right.
Nothing, absolutely nothing is impossible. But I find that sometimes when we speak like that, it can really be an excuse.
Yeah.
To say, I don't want to pay the price to usher in that kind of glory.
Yeah.
I don't want to sacrifice.
Yeah.
I want to surrender some areas of my life, but I don't want to surrender other areas of my life. So we become control freaks.
Absolutely. And I think we use it as a disclaimer.
That's it.
Because it's our unbelief.
Correct.
Because if what say he doesn't come, but that's just my unbelief.
Correct.
That's just my unbelief.
Not him. He will do it.
Oh, he'll do what he wants to do.
Yeah. And he wants to move.
He wants to pour out.
He does.
Everywhere.
Yes. And I think that that's what the scripture says, that he's going to pour out his spirit on dry land.
Amen.
He's going to pour out his spirit on everything that is dry. He's going to pour out his spirit on anything that's Amen. Thirsty and hungry. So it is the desire of God to come to this place where you live satisfied continually. He satisfies you. You know, he who hungers and thirsts for righteousness Amen. Shall be filled. So it pleases the king. It pleases your father to want to pour out on you on a daily basis. You don't have to settle for Sunday. You don't have to settle for service nights. You can do this every day in the comfort of your home, in your prayer closet. You can have those encounters with God. And that is the God's pleasure. It is his desire. He wants to have those encounters with you. So I want you to pray for the people. I want you to pray for those that perhaps feel asleep, or they're awake, but they're half asleep, kind of like in a physical state where you're awake, but you're kind of sleeping. And I feel like spiritually speaking, there are people like that. I feel like they think they're awake, but they're really not awake because they haven't entered into the fullness of what God wants to do in their lives. So I want you to pray that God wake those people up. And any pastors that are there maybe watching us that maybe haven't experienced that presence, I want you to pray that they have a hunger to want to experience that kind of presence. So we're going to pray for you. So if you're driving, don't let go of that steering wheel. You just believe God with us. So take it away, Pastor.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Lord, we pray today for every person that is listening and every person that is watching today.
Yes, God.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we decree that slumber would go in the name of Jesus. We pray today for a great awakening for every person that is watching. Yes. Lord, wake us up. Lord, wake us up on the inside. Lord, even where we're not even conscious, Lord, that we've gone to sleep, Lord, wake us up.
Yes.
Lord, even pastors, Lord God, that are living in a place, Lord God, of slumber, that have lost their first love. Lord, I say today, wake up.
Yes.
Wake up the mighty men. Yes. Wake up the mighty woman.
Yes.
Lord, today we believe today for a great awakening.
Yes, God.
Lord, we believe that you would pour out your spirit on every hungry person, every person that cries out right now and says, God, I want you. God, there must be more to you. There must be more to my walk.
Yes.
God, every person, I thank you that you're faithful.
Yes.
And so today we decree blessing.
Yes.
We decree your reviving today. We decree your resurrection power on every family, on every home. We decree first love would come on every home, would come on every person that cries out to you today. We bless the people today in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 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 I want you to comment and leave a comment down below. I truly believe that God, it wasn't a coincidence that you joined in.
Yeah.
I believe that it's not a coincidence that you happened to stumble over our YouTube channel. I believe that it's God speaking because he is waking up his people.
Amen.
You know, I've heard pastors say the great awakening is coming, revival's coming. And I say this, it's already here.
That's right. I agree.
It's already here. You just have to step in it. You have to just jump in it.
Yeah.
It's already here. We don't need to pray for the way to great awakening. We don't even need to pray for revival. Revival is already here. And how revival comes is through your repentance.
Yeah.
So right where you're at, begin to repent. If there's been idolatry in your life, if there's been anything that maybe has kept you from having this deep, profound, intimate relationship with God, because this is for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not just for pastors. It is not just for leaders. It is for anybody that desires to have a true, deep encounter with the living God. Thank you so much. All the way from New Zealand. You guys are blessed. I am blessed.
I'm
blessed to have you here.
It's such an honor to be here.
We love you. And we just bless you, your ministry, and we know that God is going to continue to just increase and expand and do incredible things in New Zealand, because we are believing that God is moving greatly in New Zealand. So we love you guys. Don't forget to comment, subscribe to my YouTube channel, share it with everybody that you can. New Zealand, I love you. I know you guys are going to be watching. I love you. We are praying for New Zealand. We are just declaring that God is moving mightily there in that nation. We love you guys. Really, truly, we are family. And please subscribe to our YouTube. Get it out, please, to everybody that you know it could bless, pastors, leaders, everybody that you can possibly think of. Put it in their hands. Hit the bell, and you can get all our uploads and downloads, and you guys will be up to date on everything that we post. We love you guys, and until next time, blessings.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.